Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is a Let's Talk Arts Tuesday, and we're going to do just that. We're going to, for the first half hour of the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock will be under the spotlight. We'll also talk about Friends of Chatham. Carolyn Vanderjagt and Kathy Walker here. In the second half, we're going to talk about the Harvest Moon Festival and introduce you to Highmark Brewery this morning. We'll do that in the last half. But Carolyn and Kathy, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
It's been a little while since you two have been in here. Carolyn, I'll start with you. The Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock. What is that?
The Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that promotes artists and art organizations in the Fredericksburg area, including Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, Caroline County, Westmoreland, King George. We try to reach out. We're more focused on downtown Fredericksburg, but we do represent the whole area.
I remember we did a show early on, and looking at the website the other day, I thought this is just what we talked about. It really is kind of one stop shopping as far as to find out what's going on in the region.
Yes, yeah, so we sponsor the FredericksburgArt.org. Arts.
Fredericksburg. Fred Arts.
No, Fred Arts is the Arts Commission. It's FredericksburgArts.org, Fredericksburg spelled out. And it's a calendar of events. It has everything from visual arts. There's a First Friday calendar, theater, performing, everything that we can find. It's got this great plugin that basically fetches events from Facebook. So whenever a local organization creates a Facebook event, the plugin goes and pulls that into the calendar, so we don't have to have people filling in forms. And we try to find everything going on.
Yeah.
But right now we're just doing events, but we're hoping to expand that into classes and workshops also.
Okay. Wow. What a cool way though to do that. So you don't have to fill things out. And I remember soon when we talked about this kind of before this got up and running. There's a lot of stuff going on. Just this morning you mentioned some porcelain thing
that's
going
right.
on.
The World China Painters are in town, if you don't know, and check them out at Hospitality House this weekend. Beautiful pictures on Facebook. But what Carolyn's talking about has long been discussed, at least the 20 years that I've been kicking around in arts in this community. Everybody is confused about who's doing what when are the openings, whatever. And other than First Fridays, which is fairly well coalesced, like if you're in theater and you're trying to figure out the theater season or who's doing what shows when, it's impossible unless there's some kind of central calendar. It's mm-hmm. long been an interest. So this is a huge service that they do, and Carolyn is a real champion for doing that, and we thank her for that.
The anything big going on in the coming up in the close, anything going on?
Everything going. Yeah. Well, there's Oktoberfest. There's that porcelain festival where at the end of the month, so another First Friday is coming around. There's movies going on in Market Square.
Theater, so lots of theater.
And theater, you know.
FredericksburgArts.org, just check it out.
Yes.
The along with that gives you sort of an overview of things. Kathy, you're here to talk about right. Friends of Chatham that we have talked about many times, and there's always something going on, and there is something pretty cool about to happen.
And like Carolyn and Sue have said, we have tremendous talent in this area, and so building upon our really successful Artisans, Art, and History event in April, Friends of Chatham are going to then feature drama this coming spring. In that, we want students to tell some of the Chatham stories, to either as a monologue or a multi-character type of presentation, a dramatic presentation, because there are some again, very, very interesting stories surrounding Chatham. And history is very popular to dramatize what is going on in our history. Look at Hamilton, for instance, mm-hmm. or 1776. So we want to then harness that talent locally and talk about some of the events that and people that happened at Chatham. And there are some very rich stories about Fitzhugh and George Washington, the slave rebellion, other slaves that are coming or crossing the Rappahannock to freedom. What all would our students like to showcase about Stafford history, particularly about the events surrounding Chatham?
The Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring Twenties would be also awesome, too.
So are you looking for students to put something together?
Yes. We're hoping that, first of all, we hope that we will provide some stimulus by having some recordings or videos of some of the stories about Chatham that we'll put on our website so that students can have sort of an idea about some of the events that took place that are very stimulating and interesting. And then we hope that the students will take some of those events. Claire Barton, Walt Whitman visited there. So did Washington Irving. Perhaps some of those events and create a monologue or a little scenario that they can have more than one or two characters. And then do that presentation for the public at a time in the spring.
This sounds like a good project for schools to get involved with. I mean, you get assigned a project and
sure.
you kind of work it through.
And I think it will not only talk about our history, our local history, but it will give students a chance to use their writing skills as well as their public speaking and performing skills.
Well, and Chatham's such an interesting place. There's such a wide range of history that happened
Absolutely.
There.
And tons of layers of history. It's not just all about the Civil War, which a lot of people really think that's the one and only thing at Chatham, but it's certainly not. There are events in the Revolution, as Sue said, in the 20s. There's the whole Fabergé egg event that we want to talk about as well.
We will talk about that when we come back. We need to take a quick break. Carolyn Vanderjagt here, Kathy Walker. We're talking about the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock and Friends of Chatham and some things going on there. When we come back, too, we'll talk about how you can get involved with the good work of Friends of Chatham. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shue.
It's a Let's Talk Arts Tuesday. Carolyn Vanderjagt and Kathy Walker here for the next few minutes, talking about the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock and Friends of Chatham. Kathy, we were talking about Friends of Chatham, and I guess one of the things we need to bring people up on is if you want to become
yes.
part of Friends of Chatham, you are most welcome to do that.
Absolutely. And we would love to have you join our group. And coming up, just let me remind people about one thing that is coming up this Saturday. And we really would love for you to get your tickets today because we have a Jazz Up the Gardens event on Sophia Street. Right across the river, actually, from Chatham.
Yeah.
And we have a silent auction, a live auction. Sally Struthers will be here to be our auctioneer. And this is an event that we are trying to raise money to support the gardens so that we can have a sustainable fund to provide continuous service for a gardener at Chatham. So it should be lots and lots of fun from 6 to 8:30, and $75 a ticket, which goes to our fund for the gardens at Chatham.
And listen, if you are an artist or a photographer in this area and you don't know about the gardens at Chatham, you need to get thyself to the gardens at Chatham.
Oh,
it's free.
Something.
Walk around all seasons. Absolutely gorgeous. Well worth supporting on that level, but at least paint it or photograph it.
Oh, absolutely. Tremendous places. Even if you just want to go and sit in a quiet spot, it is absolutely beautiful. And our volunteers, we have many Master Gardener volunteers that show up every Wednesday to maintain the garden. times. They did that all during the absolute incredible heat this summer. But we cannot thank them enough, because when you go there, you can just sit in that beautiful area and realize the hard work that our gardener, Scott Blake, and also the volunteers have put in to make it look that well.
So Jazz Up the Garden is 6 to 8:30, and it's where? It's across the river over by...
Yes, and Nancy Gasparovich's home in 1300 Sophia Street.
Yeah, people need to buy a ticket for that.
They want to buy a ticket very soon, because we're trying to notify our caterer today. So please call or go online to friendsofchatham.org so that then we can make sure that you can get a ticket on via PayPal, so that we will make sure that we have are expecting you.
Friendsofchatham.org. I knew Sally Struthers was going to be in town for a couple of things, but what a coup that you got her to help out with this.
We're very excited about that. So, and we also hope that everyone comes in costume, because it is a 20s theme, and we should have lots of gangsters and malls around that area, and hopefully having a lot of fun with the music and Sally Struthers auctioning off different items. And we have some fabulous items that are going to be auctioned off, some artwork that people have donated, as well as some vacation homes, so that we know that are absolutely in terrific places throughout the world.
Yeah. Friends of Chatham does such good things. I mean, you've really been involved in restoring a number of things and making Chatham look as good as it does right now.
Yes, and we're trying to make sure that we can support the Park Service, because we know that they have a meager budget that has to be spread out throughout the entire park. And our park here is rather large. So there are many things that they cannot actually cover, and we hope that we can support them in a small way to keep things looking good and to sort of spread the word about the jewel that we have here in Stafford County.
I know that you were working on a windows project. Is it the windows or is it the shutters?
It's windows and doors, and we did...
Shutters are done, aren't they?
Yes, the shutters are done, and we have just about completed all the windows and doors restoration, and that was a major undertaking, because it's hard to believe that there are, I believe, 65 windows in Chatham that had to be restored, and in the main manor house and in the dependencies. So that was a huge project that we have undertaken and just about finished. The latest thing is that we are working on restoring the cupola, the temple that surrounds our Pan statue, because again, we're noticing that there's a lot of deterioration there too, that we need to help make sure that that remains the little symbol of Chatham that we've had for quite a while.
Well, I know that the Park Service is most appreciative of the work that you all have done, and Sue mentioned how good the gardens look, the house with the shutters, and now the windows and the doors. It just makes Chatham really look good right now.
Yes, thank you. We're very proud of the work that we have done.
And this is if you want to get involved with a group that really is involved with just keep up and restoration of things. Check out Friends of Chatham.
We welcome everyone, and you can just support us monetarily, but we hope that you will become involved and become a volunteer for our various events as well.
Well, it's nice to be around to such a historic area, but this is a chance to give back.
Absolutely.
Is that how you both have been involved? Carolyn, I see you at all I see you at Chatham all the time. At the Friends of Chatham event. So, I mean, it's obviously something that's important for you, too.
Yes, yes. And what's more important, well, not more important, but Kathy will profess to this, is we really want to involve the arts with our history in the area and promote the history through the arts and incorporate those two aspects.
One of the nice things about doing that at our event last April, over 1,000 people came to Chatham on April 8th, and quite a few of them had never been there before. So we felt just absolutely ecstatic that we were able to show some of the people the gardens and the house and just the beautiful vista of Fredericksburg and mm-hmm. began sharing some of the layers of history that are at Chatham. And there were quite a few people that just said, I didn't know this existed. And so we were really happy that we caused or created an event that brought people there.
Well, I think when they cleared in front of Chatham a few years ago, that did just open things up.
Yes.
It was just so it was so different because up until that time, you could hardly see Chatham, especially with leaves on the trees.
Right. There was a person who visited recently, and one of the volunteers on the desk told me about this, that these folks were just driving down 91 and realized that they had been stuck in traffic for a while and hadn't actually gotten their 10,000 steps in. So they pulled into Fredericksburg and noticed Chatham and wondered what that place was across the river. So after they had walked a little bit in Fredericksburg, they walked over to Chatham and then were just amazed that they didn't know anything about Chatham prior to their walk to get their 10,000 steps. So we want to.
It was a definite 10,000 steps to walk over.
Yes.
You'll get them any way you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. We encourage all visitors.
Well, Sue, when you think about because a few years it was just a few years ago that you were so involved with the 350th anniversary of Stafford. And you take a look at even what's happened with there as Chatham becomes more recognizable. Ferry Farm's about to take off in another week or so when the house opens up there, and you've got the Civil War Park and just a lot of things going on in Stafford.
You know, from a tourism standpoint and from an arts standpoint, this is just about a sort of, you know, a coalescence of the culture of this community. You know, it is the essence of this community. You can go anywhere to Target. You can go anywhere to a Hampton Inn. No offense to any of those places at all, but if you really want to feel what a place is like, and that's what I want when I go to visit someplace, I think that's what we are all looking for when we go someplace. You want to feel some sense of authenticity and the roots of where a place is, and there's nothing better to do that than arts and history. And that's what we have in abundance, a huge abundance in this entire community, not just Stafford, but Fredericksburg, Spotsy, King George. So I think that a lot of the community here that has long been here has quietly treasured these things that we've always had. And now this expanded sort of explosion in population over the last 15, 20 years or so, people are suddenly going, wow, cool. Didn't know that was here.
No.
All along. I mean,
right.
The river runs through it, right? It's been there all along. And and that's how John Smith got here. So must be something to that.
And that's, again, why the Arts Council is such an advocate for the arts in our area. And we do have quite a few people who are going, oh, I didn't know that was going on. Oh, I didn't know that. And yes, there has been this incredible explosion that Sue's talking about. And as a result, we need to make sure that we are publicizing all of those events, spreading the word, and that's why we really hope that we can get a more complete directory up on the website and to share that, and so that we can all sort of collaborate on sharing the talent that we have in this area. It is just immense.
People say that to me all the time. How do I find out about these things? And yes, there are the traditional print media, which, you know, like a whole bunch of millennials aren't using anymore. And it's a shame. But the truth is that FredericksburgArts.org is doing the best job I know of in the area of coalescing that and putting it all together in one place. So if you're looking for what's happening, that's a good place to start.
Again, we'll circle back around just how we started out. Carolyn, FredericksburgArts.org, and that's where you can find out about a lot of these things. And you can't always use the excuse, well, I didn't hear about that. It's just as easy as just going to FredericksburgArts.org.
And where are you on Facebook?
Fredericksburg Arts. Facebook is Fredericksburg Arts. There's also a Fredericksburg First Friday Facebook page.
Okay.
And I frequently put stuff back and forth on those and link it through to the website calendar of events, so you can link to the calendar from there also.
And you can go to friendsofchatham.org to not only join, but also find out what's going on and to sign up for Jazz Up the Garden this Saturday. from 6 to 8:30, and that sounds just like a great thing. And we talked to Kathy Walker, started off by just talking about the drama in the
yes.
spring, and that's going to be something to look forward
oh,
to and
absolutely.
To talk mm-hmm. talk a little bit about again, and have you back and talk about that. So exciting things going on at Chatham and around the area.
Yes, there are.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Ted, for having me.
Good to see you, and we will continue to follow this. FredericksburgArts.org and also friendsofchatham.org. And again, if you want to go to Jazz Up the Garden and get at least a glimpse of Sally Struthers,
absolutely,
that's Saturday. You'd like to have people sign up by today because it's at a
yes,
going to be at our private residence.
Yes, we want to make sure residence. That our caterer has the correct yep. number. But we really hope to see a lot of folks out on Saturday evening. Especially dressed up in 1920s attire.
That's right.
And come to have a wonderful, wonderful time and support Friends of Chatham.
When we come back, we're going to talk about High Mark Brewery and the Harvest Moon Festival coming up. We'll do that when we come back. Brandon Newton is here. We'll do that on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:29.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.